The president announced changes in the storage of bulk data called metadata collected by the National Security Agency and proposed procedures the U.S. government must follow to access that data. He also attempted to reassure the international community that the United States is judicious when it comes to spying abroad.
The bottom line is that people around the world, regardless of their nationality, should know that the United States is not spying on ordinary people who don't threaten our national security. And we take their privacy concerns into account in our policies and procedures. This applies to foreign leaders as well.
The speech was groundbreaking, according to Republican Congressman Michael McCaul.
Well, listen, I think what he did was, for the first time, explain these programs and defend them. I think metadata, most significantly, will not be dismantled, but rather will be put in the hands of an outside third party. I think what gave most Americans heartburn was that this data was being stored under the NSA and warehoused under the government and this administration, who, you know, quite frankly, has some trust issues.
Fellow Republican Congressman Mike Rogers applauded Mr. Obama for defending intelligence gathering as necessary and proper.
We have to come to the conclusion as Americans, can you put the proper oversight on these programs? I think we have. I think we did, both under Bush and under Mr. Obama, to make sure we have a program that fills the gap that we know we missed on the 9/11 September attacks.
Congress takes the issue seriously and will act, says Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy.
The concern everybody has is allowing our government to have such a reach into your private life, my private life, and everybody else's, that we have a government controlling us instead of us controlling the government. And that's what both Republicans and Democrats are joined together on the Hill to try to change.
Lawmakers will weigh in more fully next week when Congress returns from a break. Mr. Obama will likely renew his call for intelligence reforms in his annual State of the Union address, January 28. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Without the government holding this bulk metadata.